Diana, good morning.
Good morning.
So to start off with, what was the actual outline of the study for this? How was this research conducted?
I developed a database of over 13,000 musicians who had died between 1950 and 2014. And then I looked at all of the available information, such as age at death, cause of death, genre of music that they played, gender, and so on. And I compared that with the comparable American general population to see whether there were any differences in mortality and morbidity, that cause of death, between musicians, popular musicians, and the general population.
And what were some of the results that you got out of this in terms of, reasons, causes of death, and genres of music, as you mentioned there before?
Well, sadly, the main finding was that all of the anecdotes that we read about, you know, the journalists writing stories, sex, drugs and rock and roll and, you know, an early death, all of that has been confirmed now by this very large population study, that in fact popular musicians have a much shorter lifespan than people in the general population, and they're much more likely to die of violent or unnatural deaths, such as suicide, drug overdose and homicide.
It is quite sad. But I suppose as well, on the flip side of the coin, there's a lot of men in the industry who do suffer from these sorts of issues as well. Is there a particular reason as to why they have a much lower mortality rate than women do in the industry?
No, I didn't find that. That men do have a slightly smaller longevity. In other words, women do live a little bit longer, but not appreciably. So the curves of death by age, if you look at the proportions of male and female musicians who die in their early decades, like their 20s, 30s and 40s, the male and the female popular musicians' curves are much more similar than male against male, male popular musician against male population and female popular musician against female population. So in other words, the pop music industry is equally toxic to both male and female musicians. And the significant point of that is that in the general population, over most epidemiological studies that have ever been conducted, women have an advantage over men. They tend to live, on average, about 5 years longer than men. And we didn't find that differential in the popular musicians. And we concluded that whatever is killing the young male musicians is also having the same adverse effect on the female musicians.
So it really just comes down to being a musician, I guess, in a popular industry.
It does. I think the root cause is the lifestyle that you fall into if you become a popular musician.
Yeah, it does seem very extravagant as someone who's a complete outsider and never really experienced any of that. Just before we let you go, do you think that there's any way to combat these rather unsettling results?
Look, this is the first time it's ever really been brought to public attention. And so the first aspect of changing anything is being aware that there's a problem. And I just think most, you know, the industry doesn't want to know because it's too inconvenient for them, you know, to put safety measures in place for young musicians. Musicians tend not to have a strong unionised occupation, so there's no one to speak up for them. There's no legislation. There's, you know, the occupational health and safety issues in the pop industry would not be tolerated in any other industry, such as, you know, other dangerous industries like the building industry, for example. So there are very little safety measures in place to really look after and protect young musicians. And I think it's time that the pop music industry, and I'm talking about record companies, promoters, managers, tour organisers, all of these people profit from the work of young musicians, and it's about time they took some responsibility for their health and safety.
Couldn't agree more. Diana, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
You're welcome.